philosophy. Kauffman.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Topeka. We have a frost advisory going into effect tonight. I'll tell you about that in about 20 minutes. It's 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, we're going to talk about Jared Kushner and his role in trying to negotiate a ceasefire over in Gaza. Lots of questions regarding the appropriateness of him working with countries that are giving him billions of dollars. It's not just us asking these questions. A lot of people are asking these questions, and we're going to talk about it. Also in this next half hour, thing we are talking about lately in the Sunflower State would be bringing advanced nuclear power generation to the region.
Nuclear power is like potato chips. The classic chip is great, but a ridged, sharp cheddar chip? Huh, that's next level. Advanced nuclear plants are the next level, only better.
The question is advanced nuclear energy all that and a bag of chips? Well, Scott Carlberg thinks so, and we will hear more from him coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Frost advisory going into effect overnight for Atchison, Brown, Cloud, Clay, Donovan, Jackson, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. Temperatures as low as 33. We are expecting frost in those counties tonight.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
The cost of a sports ticket has more than doubled over the past three decades, and that's leaving some fans left behind and left out of the stadium.
Like, I'm just another number, and that's all that really matters to them.
The Price of Being a Sports Fan, a story from our Cost of Living series, the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m., morning edition with the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio is your local host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
Frost advisory going into effect overnight for a chunk of the KPR listening area. I'll have more on the weather in just a moment. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:30.
It's not legally binding, but Israel has rejected the ICJ's legal guidance. For NPR News, I'm Anna Holligan in The Hague.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Lawrence City Commission yesterday approved a 3% pay increase for the city's firefighters. The Lawrence Journal World reports the firefighters' union had asked for a 4% raise at the beginning of next year and an additional 2% raise in the middle of the year. An independent fact finder had recommended a 4.5% increase, but the commission went with the lower 3% raise, with the city's human resources director saying the city's proposal was fair. Some Kansas lawmakers are raising questions about the level of student fees at state universities, saying they plan to scrutinize how fees are spent. Universities say fees are needed to cover rising operational costs, faculty salaries, and other expenses that are not financed by state funding or tuition. But Republican State Senator Mike Thompson says fee increases have gotten out of hand.
This is kind of mind-blowing to me. You know, why are we even paying tuition if you've got $2 billion in fees paying for electricity and gas and all these other things? What is that tuition going for?
Members of a Senate Committee on Efficiency say they plan to investigate student fees during the coming legislative session. The Kansas Board of Regents has urged colleges to increase student financial aid to help offset rising costs. Kansas ranks below average when it comes to the cost and quality of Medicare coverage. That's according to the Commonwealth Fund, an independent group that researches healthcare issues. The group assessed how seniors are faring under the government healthcare program in each state. The group ranked Kansas 27th in the nation. Missouri came in 34th. Vermont, Utah, and Minnesota were the top-ranked states. Coming in last, Louisiana. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 30s, but for portions of the KPR listening area, we have a frost advisory going into effect at 2 a.m. It runs through 9 a.m. tomorrow. This is for Atchison, Brown, Cloud, Clay, Donovan, Jackson, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. That does include the city of Manhattan, Marysville, Wamego, and Hiawatha. Expect to see frost on the ground in the morning, temperatures as low as 33 in some areas. It's 72 degrees in Topeka and 74 in Manhattan. It's 3:35.
Work for NPR comes from the station.
The fundings that they're allegedly supposed to get from closing these schools down, that they will actually give us better quality of education.
And in an effort to keep one of the city's most storied and impactful schools alive, alumni are working to get Sumner National Historic Landmark status through the National Park Service. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Henderson in St. Louis.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Discussions are now underway to bring more nuclear power to the Sunflower State. And already, companies have signed MOUs, Memorandums of Understanding, to explore that idea. Our commentator Scott Carlberg says other states are also embracing advanced nuclear power, and in his opinion, Kansas should also get on board.
When we need reliable, carbon-free power, count on nuclear energy. In Kansas, the top power plant sits in Burlington, the Wolf Creek Nuclear Plant. It's been operating since 1985, producing 10.5 terawatt-hours of power a year. What does that mean? A 5-watt LED bulb left on for 12 minutes uses 1 watt-hour of electricity. A terawatt-hour equals 1 trillion watt-hours. So, Wolf Creek lights up a lot more than your living room. The next biggest Kansas power plants are coal, in St. Mary's, producing almost 8 terawatt-hours, and Lacine, about 6. These are 1970-era coal plants. Coal plants release carbon dioxide and other pollutants into the air. Nuclear plants do not. We can move beyond power sources that pollute the air and do that with advanced nuclear plants. Here's what I mean. Nuclear power is like potato chips. The classic chip is great, but a ridged, sharp cheddar chip? That's next level. Advanced nuclear plants are the next level, only better. Maybe even the jalapeno salsa chip of the energy world. They pack a punch. These new advanced reactors are smaller, air-cooled, and operate at atmospheric pressure, so they're simpler and safer. Pair one with a heat storage medium like molten salt, and it becomes a kind of thermal battery ready to supply power when demand peaks. To show their modest size, one company built a model on a corner lot in Washington, D.C. It's so compact, it almost looks like modern art. Several companies are exploring advanced nuclear in Kansas. Evergy, GE Hitachi Nuclear Energy, and Bill Gates' Bacterra Power have signed a Memorandum of Understanding. a promising step toward bringing this technology here. But as we know, a memorandum is just talk until the shovels turn dirt. Building one of these plants depends on community support, site conditions, an NRC license, and existing power connections. Wyoming is already doing it. Tennessee wants to. Kansas ought to. More than $1 trillion is expected to flow into advanced nuclear. Kansas should claim its share for the jobs and the commerce these plants will bring, and for the decades of resilient, carbon-free power that they will produce. Kansas has the talent, the need, and the opportunity. Let's grab our share and pass the chips, please.
Those are the opinions of commentator Scott Carlberg. He spent more than 40 years in the energy communications business, working for corporations, nonprofit groups, and in the field of higher education. He lives in Leawood. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I want to give you an update on that frost advisory, which was expanded just a little while ago. It now covers Atchison, Brown, Cloud, Clay, Donovan, Jackson, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. That includes Manhattan, Marysville, Wamego, and Hiawatha. Temperatures as low as 33 degrees tonight.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you hear directly from people in the headlines, whether you agree with them or not.
Zohran Mamdani, presumptive Democratic nominee for mayor in New York City.
Thank Steve Bannon, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
Steve, always great.
That is Tricia McLaughlin. She's Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at the Department of Homeland Security. Madam Assistant Secretary.
It's our job to bring you different views and to question everyone fairly. Join us weekday mornings.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Your local host will be Matthew Algio. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit and the Women and Money Conference for women interested in their financial well-being, November 6th at Exploration Place in Wichita. More on Women and Money Conference at womenandmoneyks.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, the NPR Politics Podcast breaks down the central policy issue behind the government shutdown, enhanced subsidies for Affordable Care Act health insurance plans. And you may have heard a bit about the president's cardiac age. He went, he got a checkup, came back, and he said, his cardiac age is 14 years younger than his chronological age. Well, what does that mean? It's apparently a very specific calculation that can be done. And unsurprisingly, in this day and age, AI has a lot to do with it. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR. 73 degrees in Lawrence, 70 in Emporia, 72 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Off the kids. Listen for a quiet moment to yourself. Listen for an informed start to your day. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows tonight in the upper 30s for most of us, highs tomorrow in the upper 60s. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
74 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Emporia. It's 4:06.
Story about giving back at npr.org/here to help. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, we're going to talk about the NBA. You know, it's not really a surprise that people who play professional basketball tend to be quite tall. It turns out they're taller than they've ever been in the NBA these days, and we're going to discuss why that might be. Also, an Oregon penitentiary is showcasing its inmates and their debating skills. That story and a whole lot more still to come on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib moderates the midterm elections 1 year out, featuring Amy Walter, editor of the Cook Political Report, October 30th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
KPR's annual Live Day kicks off on Friday. Performances by area artists, including Trio Lawrence. We'll hear a cello and violin duo from K-State. Concerts originating from the KPR Performance Studio and the Lawrence Public Library. Please join us for Live Day Friday. It's been very popular the last couple of years. Starting at 9 a.m. on your KPR One stations, it's made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. A frost advisory overnight for Atchison, Brown, Clay, Cloud, Donovan, Jackson, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. It's 74 degrees in Topeka, and it's 420.
Support for NPR comes from...
The cost of a sports ticket has more than doubled over the past 3 decades, and that's leaving some fans left behind and left out of the stadium.
Like, I'm just another number, and that's all that really matters to them.
The Price of Being a Sports Fan, a story from our Cost of Living series, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9, here on your KPR stations, both KPR 1 and KPR 2. We simulcast Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at one Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 71 degrees in Abilene, 74 in Chanute. It's 4:30.
Wants to dedicate their life to sitting in front of a group of kids that all have their face buried in the phone.
Some 30 states and the District of Columbia now restrict cell phones in some way during school. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The family of a man who died after an altercation with Topeka police in 2022 is now asking the city for $350,000 in compensation. 33-year-old Taylor Lowery was shot and killed when officers responded to a domestic disturbance call in October of 2022. Lowery allegedly threatened the officers with a knife, although that account has been disputed. The Shawnee County District Attorney's Office ruled the shooting justified. WIBW-TV reports the Lowery family's attorney filed the claim with the city yesterday. Some Kansas lawmakers are raising questions about the level of student fees at state universities, saying they plan to scrutinize how fees are spent. Universities say fees are needed to cover rising operational costs, faculty salaries, and other expenses that are not financed by state funding or tuition. But Republican State Senator Mike Thompson says fee increases have gotten out of hand.
This is kind of mind-blowing to me. You know, why are we even paying tuition if you've got $2 billion in fees paying for electricity and gas and all these other things? What is that tuition going for?
Members of a Senate Committee on Efficiency say they plan to investigate student fees during the coming legislative session. The Kansas Board of Regents has urged colleges to increase student financial aid to help offset rising costs. Republican members of the Kansas congressional delegation are speaking out against President Trump's proposal to purchase beef from Argentina. WIBW-TV reports Trump floated that idea last week. The president has strong ideological ties to Argentina's leader, and his administration has already agreed to pump about $20 billion into the Argentine economy. But buying their beef is a step too far for some Republicans. Senator Jerry Moran says such a move could be, quote, very detrimental to our country and particularly to livestock producers. Representative Tracy Mann says the move would impede the free market. A frost advisory from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow for Atchison, Brown, Cloud, Clay, Donovan, Jackson, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties, with temperatures as low as 33 degrees for the rest of us, lows in the upper 30s tonight. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR comes.
Hello, KPR friends. It's Destiny here, inviting you to the Live Day concert, October 24th at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library. It will be broadcast on the air at 7 p.m. and it's free to attend in person, but we would ask that you RSVP because it fills up quickly because it is so fun. So quick, go RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org and I'll see you there.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, and we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15 KU icons, November 6, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up at 5:01, an update of news headlines. Then we are going to talk about the president's expansive interpretation of executive power. Today, focusing on the executive branch reshaping federal spending during a government shutdown. We will also talk about some data that has been going around in the last few weeks regarding terrorism. Who's responsible for it? Left wing, the right wing? It's a complicated story, but we will attempt to unravel it. Coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Lows in the upper 30s for most of us tonight. Northern reaches of the KPR listening area have a frost advisory overnight. It's 10 minutes before 5.
News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Adrian.
October 31st. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
You might hear some people you agree with on Morning Edition and some you don't. That's the point. Different views for a full picture of the news. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 74 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Topeka. The time is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Topeka, 71 in Emporia. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75, November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
Coming up on KPR, an update of news headlines, then the president's use of his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to help secure a ceasefire in Gaza has raised quite a few ethical concerns.
There are reasonable questions about people doing business with governments they are also doing diplomacy with.
Kushner has made millions in the private sector from the foreign ties he built as part of the first Trump administration. Franco Ordonez will tell us more, and we will hear commentary from Scott Carlberg about a push for advanced nuclear power in Kansas. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Every year, KPR throws a big Christmas party with a big band. We call it, cleverly, KPR's Big Band Christmas. And if you would like to go and you've been thinking about tickets, we encourage you to make a decision pretty soon. Tickets sold out very, very quickly last year. It's going to happen on Saturday night, December 13th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com and Liberty Hall, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. 72 degrees in Topeka, 71 in Emporia. It is 5:20.
This is NPR News.
The cost of a sports ticket has more than doubled over the past three decades, and that's leaving some fans left behind and left out of the stadium.
Like, I'm just another number, and that's all that really matters to them.
The price of being a sports fan, a story from our Cost of Living series. The next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. The very latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin, known for her high-energy fusion of jazz, funk, and soul. Live in concert Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. More information at follytheater.org.
Stick around. News headlines are 30 seconds away. 73 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Chanute. The time is 5:30.
In 2022, only about one in five eighth graders scored proficient in civics, according to federal data.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some Kansas lawmakers are raising questions about the level of student fees at state universities, saying they plan to scrutinize how those fees are spent. Universities say fees are needed to cover rising operational costs, faculty salaries, and other expenses that are not financed by state funding or by tuition. But Republican State Senator Mike Thompson says fee increases have gotten out of hand.
This is kind of mind-blowing to me. You know, why are we even paying tuition if you've got $2 billion in fees paying for electricity and gas and all these other things? What is that tuition going for?
Members of a Senate Committee on Efficiency say they plan to investigate student fees during the coming legislative session. The Kansas Board of Regents has urged colleges to increase student financial aid to help offset rising costs. You can add Hutchinson to the list of Kansas communities lobbying to be the new site of a new nuclear reactor. Two companies have proposed different plans for building a modern reactor in Kansas. Hutchinson City Manager Enrico Villegas told KWCH the proposals offer his city a unique opportunity for economic development. Officials in Coffee and Lyon counties have also expressed interest in hosting one of the plants. The companies making the proposals are TerraPower, which was co-founded by Bill Gates, and a company called Deep Fission. Republican members of the Kansas Congressional Delegation are speaking out against President Trump's proposal to purchase beef from Argentina. WIBW-TV reports Trump floated that idea last week. The president has strong ideological ties to Argentina's leader, and his administration has already agreed to pump about $20 billion into the Argentine economy. But buying their beef is a step too far for some Republicans. Senator Jerry Moran says such a move could be, quote, very detrimental to our country and particularly to livestock producers. Representative Tracy Mann says the move would impede the free market. A frost advisory tonight beginning at 2 a.m. running through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning for Atchison, Brown, Cloud, Clay, Donovan, Jackson, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Discussions are underway to bring more nuclear power to the Sunflower State. Already, companies have signed MOUs, or Memorandums of Understanding, to explore that idea. Commentator Scott Carlberg says other states are also embracing advanced nuclear power, and in his opinion, Kansas should get on board.
When we need reliable, carbon-free power, we can move beyond power sources that pollute the air and do that with advanced nuclear plants. Here's what I mean. Nuclear power is like potato chips. The classic chip is great, but a ridged, sharp cheddar chip? That's next level. Advanced nuclear plants are the next level, only better. Maybe even the jalapeno salsa chip of the energy world. They pack a punch. These new advanced reactors are smaller, air-cooled, and operate at atmospheric pressure, so they're simpler and safer. Pair one with a heat storage medium like molten salt, and it becomes a kind of thermal battery ready to supply power when demand peaks. To show their modest size, one company built a model on a corner lot in Washington, D.C. It's so compact, it almost looks like modern art. Several companies are exploring advanced nuclear in Kansas. Evergy, GE Hitachi Nuclear Energy, and Bill Gates-backed TerraPower have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, a promising step toward bringing this technology here. But as we know, a memorandum is just talk until the shovels turn dirt. Building one of these plants depends on community support, site conditions, an NRC license, and existing power connections. Wyoming is already doing it. Tennessee wants to. Kansas ought to. More than $1 trillion is expected to flow into advanced nuclear. Kansas should claim its share for the jobs and the commerce these plants will bring, and for the decades of resilient, carbon-free power that they will produce. Kansas has the talent, the need, and the opportunity. Let's grab our share and pass the chips, please.
We've been listening to the opinions of commentator Scott Carlberg, who spent more than 40 years in the energy communications business, working for corporations, nonprofit groups, and in the field of higher education. He lives in Leawood. A frost advisory goes into effect tonight, 2 a.m. through 9 a.m. tomorrow for Atchison, Brown, Cloud, Clay, Donovan, Jackson, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. That does include Manhattan, Marysville, Wamego, and Hiawatha. Temperatures as low as 33. The further north from I-70 you go, the more likely you are to see some frost in the morning, which could damage some vegetation. This is KPR.
Hey, it's Layla Fadel. Whether
you'll find a way to make it.
Morning Edition from NPR News is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
Get the story first thing tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations, both KPR 1 and KPR 2. Get caught up on all the news from overnight.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Ziggy and Miles, classical guitarist brothers from Australia, Sunday, October 26, 2 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, many other frequencies all around the state, and streaming worldwide at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, and then we will check in with the NPR Politics podcast to take a look at what exactly is going on with this central policy issue behind the government shutdown, which is to say the subsidies for Affordable Care Act health insurance plans. That story and a whole lot more still to come on KPR. Mostly clear skies tonight for the entire KPR listening area. Again, if you are north of I-70, expect a low in the lower 30s. If you are south of I-70 or thereabouts, expect a low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Price and coverage match limited by state law. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org.
Lawmakers, activists, professors, musicians, scientists, parents, friends, and neighbors hear from them all weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 72 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6 o'clock.